Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Wild Free Will podcast. I am recording this just at the start of the holiday season, and I am recording it because it feels like a really appropriate time to kind of dive into some deep feelings. I think that there's a lot of kind of influence, I guess, around this time of year to really like go inward and to reflect on the way that 2022 unfolded and to kind of gear yourself up for the new year. And I really love it. I'm so 100% here for that. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the other side of that, which is this feeling of kind of being lost. And this is something that's really personal to me because I'm going on, I think, year four now of the fall season, just like October, November, December, being really difficult months for me. And I'm not really certain why that is. I'm not really sure why there seems to be this like sort of pattern. I've really only uncovered it this year, but if I look back over the fall season of the last 4 years, it's been something that I've kind of struggled with in terms of like mental health and just general well-being. And there is, for me, this sort of pervading sense of being lost. And I actually rolled my eyes as I said that because I think that there's, it's almost hard to describe, but it's almost like in saying that, I'm giving my power away. And I know that I'm not the only one that feels this way. And I think that in my generation in particular, where there's, I think, a lot of pressure and there's also a lot of judgment about what people from my generation like do or don't do and our willingness or unwillingness to work and all of these things, it does add like an extra layer of pressure to the pressure that I think we already inherently put on ourselves. And so there is like, I have been kind of feeling even this season, again, this kind of like, well, what am I doing? And why am I doing this? And feeling a little bit hopeless, honestly, and a little bit lost. And I know that for now, this is a different tone than what the podcast normally takes. And I do try to be positive, but I think that there's no point in denying like the reality of the human experience. We are full spectrum beings and our emotions are full spectrum and we're never going to be happy all the time, which I promise you is something I still struggle to like actually comprehend. I understand it in theory. I understand that it doesn't make sense if we were happy all the time, because if we were happy constantly, number one, we wouldn't understand what happiness was if that was the norm, if we didn't have the opposing emotion of kind of sadness or whatever. But also, just as humans, and we see this so often in our own behavior, like if you look back at your life, but when we are really, really happy, when anything becomes sort of the norm, we tend to either self-sabotage when things are going good, or if we get bored, we tend to shuffle up some drama because we need certainty and uncertainty in equal measure. And so if things were good all the time, we would find a way to kind of create a shitstorm just for something to do, unfortunately. So I think that embracing the full spectrum of human emotion is really, really important. And yeah, going back to this feeling of being lost, I just think that it's something that we need to sit with. And something that's come up for me is really the fact that, I mean, one, you're not lost, and it's okay if you feel that way, but objectively speaking, you're not lost. And I think that those feelings of being lost come from a somewhat fundamental denial of where we are right now. And the fact that we don't maybe like where we are right now and that we want things to change, and perhaps things aren't changing in the sort of at the speed that we want them to. And obviously there's a lot of pressure even with that, because we live in a sort of instant gratification era. And so we do tend to expect things to happen quite quickly. And sometimes when we're in the void, or we're in this space of just being kind of, I don't know, in the ether, or floating around, or in between, or trying to figure out what to do next, or trying to understand the next evolution of who we are, it can feel like we're lost. And I think that in these moments, this is something that I'm realizing going on years of feeling this way repeatedly. I think it kind of goes back to the story of like the two wolves inside of you. And this is like, I believe like a Native American story, but please correct me, because I could very, very, very well be wrong. But where a young, a kid asks his grandfather, and he's, and you know, like, what's good and evil? And, you know, the grandfather says, you have two wolves inside of you. One is good, one is evil. And the boy says, well, which one will win? And the grandfather says, the one that you feed. And I think that there is a little bit of this. So if we take any emotion, and in this case, we're focusing on this idea of being lost. If we take that idea, if we're feeding the negative side of it, which is, you know, I don't know what I'm doing, and I don't know where I'm supposed to go, and I don't know what's next, and all of these things, then that's what we're going to feel. That's going to be our prevalent experience. But the other side of that is acceptance, and being okay with not really knowing where we are right now, or where we're going, or how things are going to unfold. Because even if we did have an idea, it's not like we can ever predict what's going to happen in the future anyways. We can control our side of things, and we can try to create as best as we can, but we can't ever know with 100% certainty what's going to come. So it is about kind of stepping into this space of like surrendering to the moment, and just being like, okay, you know, I feel like this, I feel lost, and that's okay. And, you know, maybe I'm not really lost at all. Maybe this is exactly where I'm supposed to be. And that's something that I've settled into a little bit more too, is accepting like that I'm just meant to be here right now. And it is not easy. It is not easy. I don't want to make it seem like this is like sunshine and rainbows. It's not. It's not fun to be in this space, especially because what's valued of us in our modern day society is our productivity. And when you're feeling lost, it's quite often associated with a period of lower productivity. And like in a capitalist society, when you're not producing, you're just simply not worthy, because the only thing that's valuable to you is what you produce. And so there is that societal pressure to kind of, quote, figure it out, quote. And that's tough too, because that doesn't come from us and it doesn't belong to us, but you can't necessarily escape it, because that idea is one of the foundations of the society that we live in. I think more or less regardless of where you live, because if you are listening to this right now, it means you have a certain amount of privilege. And so you are likely affected by the constraints of a capitalist society as well. So yeah, it's just been really interesting though. And even on the other side of things, like talking to clients, and this is kind of part two of feeling lost, but a lot of clients come to me and they're like, I just really want to figure out what my purpose is. I really want to figure out what it is, because there is a sort of obsession right now in the self-help industry in general, but I think in society as well, to kind of understand that one thing that you are meant to be doing in life, and to turn that one thing into a job. And I have lots of opinions on this, but I think that that's a lot of pressure. Just that whole idea, figure out your purpose, tons of pressure, and then make that said purpose your main source of income. Whoa, that's just, you're just a tiny human. You're just a little human, and that is a shit ton of pressure to be putting on yourself. But then there's this idea, like the fundamental idea of finding your purpose, and this kind of active searching for it, which is what we tend to do when we feel lost. We tend to actively search for, well, I suppose we could also wallow, but we tend to actively search for a solution, or like, you know, a path forward if we are sort of personal development minded. And I think that I mean, this is something that I point blank refuse to work on with clients. And I've talked to clients about this when they've come to me. So we'll have like our initial calls to like make sure that we're a good fit. And they're just like, okay, I really want to find my purpose. And, you know, that's the goal that we're, that I want to work towards. And I just think like, we can talk about what lights you up and we can work with the things that you are inherently drawn to, but that's not a goal that you're going to be able to reach in a 3-6 month year long container. And I certainly don't think either. For me, my personal truth in this matter is that you don't find your purpose by actively searching for it. I believe that you find your purpose by living. And living is the thing that I think we are all collectively doing the least. So we spend, and like, I mean, take a second and look into this for yourself and like really have a moment of honesty with yourself about how much time you're spending on your phone. You're spending a ton of time, like in this kind of matrix, let's say, and staring at other people who have different lives than you and like, you know, maybe look differently or live different like realities than you do. And I think that a certain amount of pressure comes from that as well. But we are kind of like inundated with this idea of like, you know, figure it out, find your purpose and whatever. And it seems like other people have, and I'm sure that they're, that that's true. Like I know lots of people who, my partner, for example, my partner has known that he is not academically minded. He's not academically focused. He does not love that area. And he's always been really active and he loves to move his body, and he loves to help other people learn how to move their body. And there is nothing that he wants to do other than work in that area. And he's not even super picky in what capacity that happens. Like my partner is a personal trainer, but he also works at a physiotherapy studio. He's worked at a pool. He's worked at gyms. He's like, I'm pretty sure that if the opportunity came to like coach a sport, he, or like to train with a team, he'd probably be cool with that too. Like as long as he's in this area, and he has known this for a very, very, very long time. And he is so unapologetic about it. It's just really awesome. And then there's other people who don't know what they want to do, or who know what they want to do but are having trouble making it a reality. I know I've definitely been that person. Like I know what I want to do in life. I know the person that I want to be. And sometimes I get tripped up on the making that happen. And that's okay too. But I don't think that he or I or any of these people who have found this purpose have found it by like browbeating it out of themselves. They have not like sat there and thought about their purpose. They have not, you know, like really focused heavily on it. They were busy living and something came to them and sparked this idea in them. And in whatever way, it could be like watching a TV show, or it could be out in the world and you're traveling or you're walking around town and you have a random conversation with somebody. How many times has that happened that you've been inspired by a conversation that you had with someone? You know, I came into coaching because I worked with a coach. I had no idea what the industry was. I had done therapy in the past. And with varying levels of success, I would say. I've done therapy with varying levels of success. And I knew that I wanted something different. And I knew that I needed help kind of getting from point A to point B. And coaching sort of showed up. And I just thought, wow, this is so cool. Like, who even knew? And then through doing the coaching series, I understood like, wow, there are so many areas of my life where I'm already embodying this role and this like energy of like guiding and supporting people and like being a leader. So I came into it quite naturally, but I didn't come into it because I was sitting at home like, what is my purpose? And like kind of typing that into Google and whatever. And I think that if we actively search for it, if we're sitting there and we're trying to kind of force it out of ourselves, that perpetuates that sense of being lost, because we're trying so hard to figure it out that we're not really taking proactive steps forward. We're kind of just fostering that cycle of like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going to search for more. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going to search for more. Instead of just being okay, easier said than done, 100%. But instead of just being okay with kind of where we are right now, And it's so interesting because, like, first off, I've had so many ahas listening to myself say this right now. Like, please, please, like, let this be, like, a lesson. And, like, we're never figured out. I do not have all the answers. And I have, like, as I've been saying this out loud and recording this podcast, I'm thinking, like, oh, man. Like, how am I not doing this in certain areas of my life? Like, where am I, like, kind of forcing something to happen or forcing it to be a certain way and not really just, like, a letting it unfold? So I think that going back to this topic of, like, where we started of being lost, I think that when we're feeling lost, it feels really big and it feels really scary and it feels deeply uncomfortable, doesn't it? It feels really uncomfortable. And we have to, I think, as a society, as a culture, really embrace the discomfort, which sucks. It sucks because it doesn't feel good. If it felt good, it wouldn't be a problem, right? It's specifically because it feels like crap that we don't want to do it. But I think that we need to embrace the discomfort and we need to find a way to be okay with not being okay. And we need to cut ourselves some slack and sink deeper into surrendering. And surrendering for me has always been a really triggering word because whenever I've heard that, I've always felt like, okay, I get it. I understand on a theoretical level that I need to surrender, but what is the practical of that? Like, how do I surrender? And if I was to give any advice in this particular situation for anyone who's also feeling this kind of lost feeling, I would say that the best way to surrender in this case is to talk kindly to yourself when you get out of, like, when the thoughts kind of become out of control or when you're feeling that sort of chaotic energy come up. So if you're feeling really lost and you've got a lot of these emotions, you've got a lot of this kind of energy coming up, just to kind of be like, okay, like in this case, Alessia, okay, Alessia, you know, it's fine that you feel this way. Like, it's normal that you feel this way and you don't have to do anything about it. Like, you can just be with this emotion. Like, it's totally fine. And really kind of sinking deeper into it, like really sitting in it, sitting with it and just kind of embracing it. And I think from there, once you've reached a space of acceptance, you can kind of begin to ask yourself, like, okay, what do I need? And not necessarily need in terms of what do I need in order to not feel this way? Because we're not trying to, like, fast forward through the experience as much as we'd like to. I'd like to too. I don't like sitting in this space. And I certainly don't like I said, the cyclical nature of it for me, which seems to be around this time of year every year. I'm not getting a kick out of it. Let's be totally honest. But I do think that it's like, okay, well, what do I need? And if I was to answer that question personally, what do I need right now? I need to. I need to cut myself some slack because I definitely put way too much pressure on myself all the time. I would say that I am a recovering overachiever and I definitely suffer from perfectionistic tendencies. I don't want to, but I do like things done at a certain level and that's particularly difficult for me to let go of. And it's a huge cause of, like, most of my suffering is the fact that I want things done a certain way in a certain timeline, et cetera, et cetera. So, and then if I was to ask myself again, like, okay, well, what do you need? What do you really need? I think that the next thing that I would tell myself in my particular instance, is that I need to just do something. So what I mean by that, and it's interesting because I said, like, don't try to actively move forward, but I think that I've been sitting in this space for a while. And so if I was really honest about how I feel and what is holding me back or what is kind of keeping me trapped in this cycle, it would be the fact that I'm sort of afraid of taking action. And so I'm paralyzed. I'm not really moving forward. And so moving forward would actually be the antidote to how I'm feeling, to this, like, kind of lost feeling. So just doing something. and really accepting this idea of like done is better than good. So if I do something and I finish it, that's great. And the quality, not that it doesn't matter, but it's not the main focus, because otherwise it's too easy to get caught up in like, well, I did it, but it wasn't that great, or I did it and it wasn't perfect, and that kind of idea. So going back to what I said, like what about how to deal with like feeling lost and these kind of emotions is really sitting in and sinking into the feeling and really surrendering to what it is that you're feeling and surrendering to what you need. Now, I said not to be focused on taking action. And then when I answered the question for myself, taking action was actually the most aligned thing for me, just because I've been sitting too long in this space. And you may find that too, but it's not necessarily about taking action. And I think from there, the next thing would be to really just have faith, which sounds so trite. And it may not, if you're like really religious or spiritually minded, that might fit really well, but it's really easy from a space of privilege. And like, there's no denying that I have that, obviously, like white, cisgendered, there's a lot of things that I have going for me, from that point of view, unfortunately, and fortunately, I suppose. But yeah, just to really have faith that you're going to be okay, that this moment will not last forever, because it won't. No moment does, nor good, neither good nor bad. So just kind of having faith that it'll all work out. And then I think that an asterisk to all of this, the kind of being okay, accepting, surrendering, and having faith, I think an asterisk to this would be at the same time finding a way to focus on feeling good. And that doesn't need to be at all related to figuring out like what to do in life or finding your purpose or moving out of this space of feeling lost, but about finding joy in your day-to-day life and like whatever that looks like for you. So joy for me would be like going out for coffee with friends. I love it. I love it. Please don't ask me to go out for a drink. I just don't. It's not my vibe. But if you ask me for coffee at any time of the day, the answer will automatically be yes. So I love going out for coffee and I love traveling, even like if it's just like a weekend away or someplace close by, new experiences. I love eating out, like little things like that. And just like maybe putting myself in a situation to like meet new people when the energy feels good to do that. But really finding ways to like, oh, cuddling with Mila. How could I forget about my little Mealy? My dog. So yeah, she's like a huge source of joy for me. So just finding ways to incorporate some more joy into your life and finding a way to feel good while feeling bad. And I know that that sounds counterintuitive, but we are dualistic human, like we are dualistic beings, and we actually do very much have the capacity and the power, should we choose to embrace it, to hold both realities. We can actually feel bad and good at the same time, or we can certainly oscillate between the two of them, right? And obviously we want to tend towards feeling good, but in those moments, it's like about finding, creating pockets of joy in whatever it is that you're going through and just finding ways to kind of, I think, find levity in life. So like maybe finding ways to laugh, finding ways to move your body, finding ways to have fun and kind of release the energy. And then that will all ultimately serve you in moving out of the space of being lost and feeling stuck and whatever else is going on for you. So I'm going to cap that here. I really hope that this was useful for you. I'm going to be like really, I guess, like kind of egotistical and be like, yeah, for me, this was super helpful. Saying this out loud, and this was just me having a conversation with you. I didn't write anything. I didn't prepare today because it felt so... like I could just feel it that this needed to be shared and that this needed to be shared ahead of the holiday season, ahead of, moving into that time of year. But I really hope that this was useful and that it's created some space or gave you some direction, if that's what you needed, whatever you needed. I hope that it provided that for you. And if you have any questions for me, please feel free to reach out. I'm always happy to answer them, and I love connecting with you guys. So even if what you have to say is like, maybe you didn't really enjoy it, I still want to hear why that is, because, you know, criticism can be constructive and it can help us improve. So I'd love to hear what you think. And yeah, I just hope that this finds you well and that you have the most beautiful holiday season with your loved ones and that you are infinitely blessed. And just, yeah, I wish you nothing but happiness. So have the best time, and thanks for listening. If you'd like to get in touch with me, you can find me on Instagram at Candice Alacia, on Facebook at Candice Alacia Coaching, and on my website, www.candicealacia.com. That's CANDICEALESSIA.com. Looking forward to connecting.